And now, so we extend our arms, sit like a mountain. Illumination is our goal, remember? So you still have to know step by step to master different steps of foundation. Qi abundance, rising up to the star. Dedication from the heart. That will automatically humble the ego self. Bring it down. The light down. Illumination. Through your chakra system. From the heart, you can invite helpers, maybe Holy Spirit. What sort of an image or name you call doesn't really matter. But we just utilize that. The term is Holy Spirit. Higher intelligence from the source. Open light connection. We're still holding the eternal flame. Again, you know the drill. The goal is illumination. But understand about different levels you can achieve in it. If you have a lot of blockages, energy center not open, there's no illumination. It's the opening first. But the goal is illumination. One pond, diamond. You know, you just have to continue to repeating the same practice, not too tight, not too loose. Your focus, posture, not to get too excited, and not overly relaxed. The beauty is when you can maintain this equilibrium internally, much easier to bring loving kindness, loving intention into it. With your devotion, heart prayer, the base center easily open, and you feel safe. When it's open, energy, life force start to go in, circulate. A sense of natural pleasure, abiding comfort, natural pleasure there. You can see the peace, very joyful. And now you know you're safe. The illumination level is different. Illumination level, actually, from that loving, kindness state, you're getting brighter, purer, brighter and purer. Again, it's a heart and will combined. The heart and will combined, it becomes a spiritual will. Not so much the little me doing it. The soul doing it. I call it the spiritual will. And then examine, do you feel safe? There's a sense of beauty and grace in it. And you do very well. Again, it's okay, not so much about posture. The most important posture is your spine. Lengthen, channel open. So if your leg is get trapped, you can then simply extend one leg without disturbing your quiet mind. Do not trap into the bodily posture. And come back. Abide in comfort. And then you work on it. Working on it do not mean you are busy. One level after the other level. But the subtle aspect, it is your intellectual mind cannot involve. The heart intention is more important. Second center, eternal flame. You must have it first before you can purify it. So thus, you still need to create the fire. Only when you get a fire to purify it is through love, presence. It's automatically when love presence, the eternal fire is being purified, transformed. Illumination then can come in, but do not force it, because when you force it, it becomes the egoic willpower. So thus, we call spiritual will have to come in. Spiritual aspect is all already illuminated, because the spirit constantly lives in grace. So what you need to find is, what is your personal willpower? And what is your beautiful heart intention? And differentiate both. And when it kind of a combine, it becomes spiritual will. And you plant a seed for illumination. And at the same time, be patient, do not force it. And when you got whatever level you can reach, be patient. Let it unfold. That is what time for. Some people want to rush it. Whatever you rush anything, it cannot be pure. Cannot be natural. There's an impatience in it. And while you can hold the base and the second center, you extend to the solar plexus. Do the same, opening first. Loving intention. Capacity to hold the chi and the light. Loving kindness going in. Transformation happen naturally. There's, I call the miraculous level. Again, you have to experience it to identify with it. Intellectual mind cannot comprehend it. So, the mind, dualistic mind, have to be quiet. Holding more light in your solar plexus and able to extend to your auric field. That is the beauty of your direction of your mind. Again, it's not a thinking mind. So you can see how beautiful it is when you can govern and master your mind. The mind just under your control and direction. And miracles happen. And expansion. Elder Bedhus gradually opened palms to hold the golden sun. It's not an ordinary golden sun if your vibration is high enough. There's a pure golden sun. Loving golden sun. Very easy to resonate with the heart and your soul. Open. And let the loving, pure golden sun to purify your whole being. On the form side, exactly just like our foundation meditation. But then, the content, the energy you're holding are different. And rising up to the heart. Eventually, you can open your heart at will. You can feel when the heart is open, you can feel that joy, that peace, that light, that grace, that beauty. Again, it's more expansive, deepening. I already told you, much easier to heal your past with the higher levels of existence. Much easier. Very easy to forgive, very easy to let go. Very easy to cut through the attachment, the desire, wanting this, wanting that person. Very easy to savor the connection of desire. Negative program in the power, much easier to change. And to your throat. And to your third eye. Spread your fingers. You're still connecting. But there are the chakras as well. Everything are connected. Slowly rising up to the crown. And connect the heaven and your star. An extension. At one moment. As you well rooted at the base, and a sharp of light through the light bridge going upward. Kind of shooting upward. And bring the light down. Further illuminate your chakra system. Open sideways and turn your palm to receive the blessing. And learn the art of dynamic surrendering. I quite seldom teach dynamic surrendering because without the higher connection, quite seldom we understand how to surrender. I tell you, what are you surrendering? Your doubt, your fear, your conflict, your argument, your impurity. You need practice to surrender. Ego will not allow you to surrender. Ego wants to imprison you, remember? Your imperfection, your worry, your anxiety, eventually everything, your little thought, your murdering thought, your mild irritation. You can see why it's so powerful if you're well connected. Only you remove those obstacles enable the greater light can shine in. You understand now? When the light shining in kind of illuminate from within, in turn, it will then shine away your impurity or imperfection. Out of that, your palms rising up to your heart level. So pure, you can see that you don't have to say anything. But then we ask, may the great master and avatar illuminate us, protect us, join us with love. We ask some of the great teachers, Buddha, Krishna, Christ, to bless us. We ask a great angelic being to purify us, to share love with us. And we open to join and to receive your blessing, sharing love. Whatever poured down is being given, so we open to receive. I call it divine blessing. In turn, we come down here holding this beautiful light, divine presence, to extend into these circles of light, to bless each other, to love each other, support each other in this light. The light spread out, transform everything on our path into brightness, into joy, reveal the truth. We rest our palms, hold the light. You can see this after the focused meditation, when the energy is high enough. There's no focus. And sometimes it's being termed you're in a sea, an ocean of love, peace and beauty. There's no need to focus anything. On a practicality level, you can focus, you can use the light presence to transform your life, to be healed and so forth. But after all that, it's done. It's called samadhi or holy union. So you raise your palms. You got to become real. It's not an empty gesture. You're holding the light, the presence. And then to train your mind allows it to permeate your whole being, including everything you are engaging. Then turn the palm to extend it. While you still have a little self, that means you have a worldly engagement. Extend it. Everything. Don't live life in fear. So here you are, it's called, if you can extend it, you live life in beauty and peace. It's dynamic, it's real, that is truth. And come back. To come back, you know, you have to learn to root it. Become solid, become real. Have you planned to sit well? So your mind is still important. So that means your mind assimilate. Enable you train your mind aligned with your truth. So do not allow your mind to play tricks. It anchors into the higher energy field. Okay, we finish.